Let's talk Iraq for a moment, and no, this does not come from the really bad news file. Relatively speaking for Iraq, this is a slice of life story. And life these days in Iraq, southern Iraq especially, is, in a word, hot. 111 Fahrenheit in the port city of Basra today, and the people there are suffering. On Monday, when the temps hit 120, the whole city lost power. Air conditioning, especially, gone. Ben Lando is editor-in-chief of Iraq Oil Report, where we read about this. Blackouts are not unusual in Iraq, Ben. What made this one different?
Well, Iraqis in general, and Basrawis specifically, are so frustrated that something had to give, basically. Especially when you add in fasting during Ramadan and scorching temperatures, as you mentioned. The governor of Basra province, angry that Basra doesn't get enough money from Baghdad, kind of out of respect for the fact that Basra is where most of the oil is produced and exported from, and add into it some lingering, maybe sectarian, nationalistic tension between Iraq and Turkey, decided he would forcibly take over the Turkish power barges if they didn't begin operating again. They were stopped because Iraq owed it money. And he led a team to one of the port areas where one of the barges were located, and essentially, in one way or another, pressured them, forced them into restarting.
So power barges, what is this, like an electricity generating ship?
Exactly. It's like a power generator you have that in Iraq especially plugs the gaps left by the national power grid, but on a massive scale and floating on water instead of in your neighborhood.
How long has this been a thing in Basra, floating power plants?
Sure. Off and on for, I think, nearly a decade. I think 2007, maybe 2008 is when the first power barge, and it's all through the same company, same Turkish company, kind of a stopgap measure to quickly create more electricity in a time when Iraq at least had plans at that time to increase power generation. You know, nearly a decade later, they still haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, so the boat pulls up to the docks in Basra and they start the engine. They're just not turning the rotor. They're just making electricity.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. So this is not the first time, though, that Basra's electricity has been cut off. Iran pulled the plug on Basra in April, right?
That's right. And not just to Basra, but Misan province, which is just north of Basra, and Diyala province, which is just north of Baghdad, all on the border with Iran. There's power lines that go into from Iran to Iraq. And essentially, Iraq owed something like $700 million in payments for the electricity. Iran cut it off, and then they worked out a deal, I believe, last month.
The weird thing is Basra is the center of Iraq's oil industry, and it can't generate enough of its own power? Why?
Yeah, it's a bit complicated, and a lot of it's historical. So the oil in Iraq is owned by the federal government, so Basra province doesn't have direct access to the money generated by the oil. Nearly all of the power sector in Iraq is owned by the federal Ministry of Electricity. So Basra itself, beyond needing electricity, it needs money for other basic development and reconstruction efforts. Nearly all of the province's revenue comes directly from the federal government, so it definitely doesn't have enough money to build a power plant and purchase the fuel for it. And although the oil prices are starting to increase slightly, the federal deficit is still large. Expenses for fighting the so-called Islamic State, taking care of citizens displaced by the war. It's always been a fight for a slice of the pie, but now the pie has shrunk and the hunger pangs remain the same.
Was it a lack of money that also led to the blackout? I mean, did basically Basra not pay its power bill?
It's more that the federal government didn't pay its power bill. The finance ministry didn't give enough money, I think, to the electricity ministry to pay the power bill. But Basra is the one impacted by it. The folks in Baghdad didn't feel the heat, so to speak.
Gotcha.
And that's what the Basra governor decided to take things into his own hands.
But with oil prices very low, as you point out, what does this mean in terms of Basra paying the next power bill and the one after that?
It's up to the finance ministry and the electricity ministry. They have to decide how to spend their budget, their limited budget. What Basra gets to decide, I guess what the governor gets to decide, is what steps to take now that the warning shot was heard, especially as, well, next month will be hotter than this month.
Yeah. Ben Lando, editor-in-chief of Iraq Oil Report. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.
You're listening to The World.